All participants, please stand by. Your meeting is ready to begin. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 2020 CFL Draft Top 3 Selected Players Conference Call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Herb Fong. Please go ahead, Mr. Fong.
Thank you very much, Jacob. And good evening, media members. Thank you for joining us this evening to speak with the top three selections in the 2020 CFL Draft. I'm sure you all know who our three guests are, but allow me to formally introduce them. We're joined by the first overall selection by the BC Lions, Jordan Williams, the second overall pick by the Toronto Argonauts, Dijon Brissett, and the third overall pick by the Calgary Stampeders, Isaac Adeyemi Bergmans. Gentlemen, on behalf of Commissioner Randy Ambrosi, the League Board of Governors, and fans of Canadian football from coast to coast to coast, congratulations. Media members, just a reminder to please state your name, media outlets, and to whom your question is directed before proceeding. At this time, I'd like to turn things back to our operator this evening. Jacob, if you please.
Certainly. So we'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time for any question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register, and thank you for your patience. We have a first question from Dave Rowe from the 770CHQR. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Thank you. Congratulations to all of you. My question is for Isaac. Question and a follow-up. Isaac, first of all, the Stampeders traded down from 1 to 3 to get you. When you were interviewing with the club, did they give you any indication that you were the guy that they were after?
They didn't really give me any indication besides from the fact that, you know, we just had a good relationship. I had a good relationship with the coaches and the scouts, and just through that, man, through the conversation, I thought I would be there. So I'm happy the way things worked out.
And actually, a bit of a two-part follow-up. How strange is it going to be for you waiting to start your pro career while everything's on hold because of COVID? And the second part of that is, how much trash will you talk for the fact that you were able to sack the NFL number one draft, Joe Burrow?
It's always crazy when you talk about this COVID thing, but it's the same for every athlete. You know, we're all on the same page. But it's crazy because, you know, we just got drafted. We're on a, you know, it's probably the biggest night of a lot of our lives, you know, according to football. So it's definitely strange. And me and Joe, I know Joe, so he's not blocking me, but it just feels good to get him a few times. And I wish him all the best in the NFL.
All right. Thanks very much. Good luck to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from Dan Rell from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. My two questions to Jordan. First of all, I don't want to say I told you so. second of all, being traded. I mean, were you surprised? We talked about going first overall. I don't think we talked about a trade, though.
I'm absolutely surprised. I didn't see, I knew there was trades that happened in drafts and things of that nature, but I didn't think it was going to be in the CFL. I thought CFL is 1-2-9, and that's what you get. But they just did a trade like 15 minutes or 10 minutes right before the draft, and my agent hit me up. He was like, hey, they, BC Lions just traded up. I was like, what? I didn't think they were going to get me. I thought they were going to get, they said like a DN or something. But for them to pick me, man, it's surreal. I can't even quantify how it feels right now.
I mean, it's been a long time since you last played in the game. It's been forever to get to this point, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep. But is there a sense of relief, though, from that perspective?
Yes, there's definitely a sense of relief to actually go back and get some pads. I did have pads on at the regional, but that's really one day. So I look at, you know, guys before me that been in my situation for, like, probably, like, four or five years ago. Like, you look at guys like Cameron Wake. He did a mini camp, and he took essentially 2 years off. He's working. He's not even, like, working out to the tip-top shape. He's in a I believe he was doing, like, some desk work, and he's like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I want to play football. And he just got back on the field, and you see he had an illustrious CFL career, and he went on to play a long time in the NFL. So I think once I knock the rust off, I'll be locked and loaded and ready to go.
Well, congratulations, and Dijon, obviously, you're staying home.
Yes, sir.
This was the best-case scenario that you had talked about on a conference call last week, and I'm wondering what it feels like to be able to stay home, and obviously, I guess, you and your brother can now start apartment hunting.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you almost can't put it into words. It's surreal. Being home for the first time in a long time, I can't explain how excited I am.
How about joining an Argo team that's really got a lot to play for in 2020?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And to be with guys like Jawan Breskison and Natea Jay, you know, I grew up learning from those guys. So, you know, it's crazy. And we're going to make it happen this year for sure.
Well, congratulations, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a next question from Weegus Weef from Toronto Observer. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good evening. Lucas Weef from the Toronto Observer. Congratulations. My question's for Dijon. Dijon, congratulations on getting drafted to the Argos. My question is, how influential has O'Shea been in your life progressing and developing as an athlete? And what does it mean to now play in the same city as O'Shea, him with the Raptors and you with the Argos?
Yeah, I mean, throughout college, it's definitely been inspiring to watch him play at the highest level in the ACC with Syracuse. And it's always been just like an extra motivation factor for me at a small school like Richmond to work hard and you know, make a name for myself. And to see him get signed to the Raptors at that point, I was at UVA, and it was just another type of motivation for me to get to that level. So now that I'm here, it's just, you know, got to keep my nose down and keep working so him and I could sign together in the city.
Thank you very much, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Frank Vicarelli from the Toronto Sun. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Dijon. I just want to ask you, can you discuss your relationship with Jawan and Natay? Did you guys go to high school together or just at the same high school? Like, I'm not familiar. Can you just elaborate on that connection?
Yeah, so those guys are a little older than me, but Natay went to the same – well, I went to the same – middle school that Natay went to, Hayden McCallion. And then I went to the same high school as Jawan, Loyola in Mississauga, but none of us were there at the same time. But I've been working out with Natay especially for a long time. Like, he's been mentoring me for, like, since I was 15 years old. And Jawan, the same thing. When I was at high school in Illinois, I went to Northern Illinois on a junior day, and Jawan was a senior there, maybe a junior there at the time. And I looked up to those guys throughout my whole, you know, high school career and college career. So I've been around those guys for a while, and especially in the tail, like, he's been, you know, a huge part in my football development.
So, Dijon, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this seems like a perfect fit for you. You're back home. You're going to be teammates with a couple of guys who mean a lot to you. Your brother plays in the same city. You mentioned the word surreal. What other words come to mind? I know you mentioned it's hard to put into words, but can you put into words what this moment means to you?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of said it. This is just perfect. You know, it's the perfect situation. My whole entire family's here. You know, everyone that I went to high school with, you know, none of those guys have seen me play before. So, you know, it's just, it's perfect, you know, when you look at it. And, you know, I'm really excited to get going.
Great, Dijon. Congratulations and all the best to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We have a next question from Moses Waldo from the Global TV Calgary. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi there. Congratulations to all three of you. This question for Isaac. You're coming to Calgary. Calgary is known prior, even just parts of last year, but known for a really strong defense. Can you just talk about some of the things that you provide that you feel it could really complement that D line and really help to, I guess, be a formidable front four once again for the Stampeders?
Yeah, you know, they do a great job getting after the passer and, you know, ruining the offensive game plan. You know, I think I can rush the passer pretty damn well, and I think I can contribute in that way. Man, I also think I can contribute on special teams right away, and I think I'm a rotation guy. I can go on the inside. If it's a three tech and it's a rush down, I think I can contribute in that way, man. But I'm also an intelligent guy, so I feel like if we're ever in any situations on the field that I could get it, done with, you know, adjustments or what have you, man. So that's how I think I can contribute.
Isaac, I know you're a pre-med student as well, and as one that's being an aspiring doctor, you talk about that intelligence. Do you feel how there's a similarity in one way, the precision that's required for that profession and the way you go after the quarterback?
I feel like sometimes it helps me. I mean, school's always been a strong suit for me, something that I take a lot of pride in, and it's something that I think is going to set me up for the long run. But when it comes to football, I feel like a lot of it's natural, but definitely, man, some of the study habits that I had in school translate to the football field and getting things right and noticing tendencies and that sort of thing. So I feel like it has helped me in that way.
Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead. And
hey, guys. First question is for Jordan. I'm not sure if you were aware, but this is the highest a guy at the regional combine has ever gone. I think previously the highest was 17th back in 2013. When you were going into that regional combine, what were you thinking? What was your approach going into it? Because that's kind of a long shot situation, right? There's four or five guys get selected to the national combine, and this year was obviously very different. But what was your approach when you were going into that combine that day last month?
My mindset going into that regional combine over there in Toronto was I have nothing to lose. What I had to lose and everything to gain. So I just went on there and I did everything my hardest. And whatever happened at the end of the day, whether I ran a 4.4 or whether I did a 5.5, if I tried my hardest, I accepted that situation. So that's my thought process going into the situation in Toronto.
And just over the last few weeks, what were your interactions like with BC? And did you have any kind of sense that they might be interested?
See, that's the thing. I knew they were at 3, I believe. And I didn't know they was going to trade up. But I heard, you know, I don't really pay attention to media and things of that nature. But when I heard them calling my athletic trainer for, like, you know, results and things, they're like, what's up with Jordan back in 2018? I was like, oh, snap. He might, you know, try to get me, but that was a little radar. But other than that, I didn't really hear anything else differently. But they were the only team to really call up and ask for my previous injury history and things of that nature. And I had to sign off things so they could see that information. And I was that was a pointer. So that was a telltale sign.
All right, and just lastly for me, a question for all three of you guys. This is kind of a weird time, right? We're all kind of isolated and just kind of with our families or significant others or what have you. And this is still a big night. How do you celebrate this night? What are you guys going to do?
Well, I'm going to start off. This is Jordan speaking. To celebrate tonight, I'm just going to live it like it's every other day. It's a beautiful thing to get drafted number one overall, but I just got to live my life like, I don't know. I can't be overzealous about the situation. I still got to go perform. So I don't want to get too hot. Don't want to get too low. And just probably drink some, you know, Powerade. I don't drink. Drink some Powerade, eat a steak, and go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree. I think, you know, this is just the beginning. So staying humble and going to, you know, work and run and still do all the same things that I've been doing. And tonight I'm just with my family, so definitely going to enjoy with them and, you know, kind of just take it all in, take it as it comes.
Yeah, I also feel like you know, this is a special night for everybody just because it shows your hard work, man, your dedication, all the time that you put in, shows it in the result of somebody selecting you, especially being one of the top three picks. Says a lot about all three of us, so I think that's really special. But spending the time with your family and the people that made it possible is definitely number one on the priority list for these next couple of days. And obviously, you got to get the work in always. The work never stops. And just because somebody picked you, you didn't come this far to you know, give up now. So, but it's important, man, to show love to the people that helped you get this far, and that's your family and your close to your loved ones.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. We have a next question from Dave Rowe from 770 CHQR. Please go ahead.
And Isaac, just doubling back to you, again, going back to the interview process with the Stampeders, you talked about some of what you expect to bring to the league with Moses, but when you were talking to guys like Corey Mace and Mark Killam, did you get an idea about what was expected of you when you get to the CFL?
Yeah, great dudes. I was just talking to Coach Mace, somebody with a lot of energy, somebody that I believe can help me go to the next level, like as far as my play goes, my confidence goes, and I hope that he can get me right. But, you know, I think they expect me to come in and contribute. I'm the type of guy that's going to come in and work hard, and no matter where I'm going to contribute, I don't know how, you know, it's never safe to say, you know, certain things with football, but I expect to come in and do what I do, man, and make an impact. Whether that's on special teams or on the defensive side of the ball, I expect to do what I do.
And just to follow that up, so, you know, you're a Nova Scotia kid. You go down to play NCAA football. Everyone's got the dreams about how this whole thing is going to play out. How are you feeling now for what you dreamed about, where football would take you, versus the reality of today?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like a lot of guys, like the guys online know that it's hard to put this into words, man. Being here, waking up tomorrow, saying I'm a professional football player. This is what I do for a job. I think we've all had that mindset throughout the process, but it's been a dream come true. And I don't even know if it's hit me yet, but I'm extremely excited to be part of this organization, the Calgary Stampeders, and I can't wait to get to work.
Thanks again, Isaac. Looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Karen Sherman from TSN 1040 Radio.
Hi, my question is for Jordan Williams. Jordan, congratulations on going first overall. Now, you had to sit up that year, and I know you talked about, you know, shaking off the rust for that year. But, again, can you just let us know what went into sitting up that year after talking to the Red Blacks and now being a national player?
One thing that I learned when I was up there was how the game of football is not permanent, right? But if you play as a national, you have a lot more job security, such as, you know, the people, you guys know my name. I'm doing this now because of being a national. And I felt like I wanted to make this football thing a career and not a hobby. So I want to go with this. I want to take the long route and play as long as I can. So that was a major factor in me waiting out here to become a national.
You talked about your mindset going into the Ontario Regional Combine. How fortunate do you feel, though, that you were able to compete in that combine and show so well, considering that basically your final tape that teams and Lions had on you? And just to follow that up, what have you been doing to stay kind of in that football shape with all this uncertainty?
Oh, man, it's surreal to be able to perform in front of all those GMs and scouts. And, like, midway through it, I had a smile on my face during the drills. And I'm like, yo, I'm out here again. But what I do today, I lift weights, I run. I'm doing stuff while practicing social distancing, so I'm still on the field doing what I need to do to be prepared for the season. So I got my own weights, like I said. I got my kettlebells. I got my jump rope football, but I'm by myself doing it. And sometimes it's hard, but I got to do it to stay in shape.
And just one more question. Obviously, you know, or you've had some conversations with the new Lions head coach, Rick Campbell. Of course, he was with the Red Blacks last year. When talking with him, has he kind of discussed what he wants to see from you on a football field?
There's a lot of media going on. I haven't really spoken to Rick Campbell as much. I spoke to him a little bit right before the announcement, and he was like, congratulations. I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. But I spoke to him a little bit, but he said, I'm going to go through all this media situation. He was giving me what's going to happen, and he let me go early because he knew I have a lot of media obligations to do. So, yep.
Okay, well, congratulations again, Jordan, and I look forward to meeting you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Karen.
Once again, please press star one if you have a question. And we have a question from Matt Rose from Sportsnet 960. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, congratulations to everybody. This question is for Isaac. I was just wondering if you had any relationships with any of the current Stampeders or if anybody had reached out to you since you were selected third overall. I know you did mention you talked to Corey Mace, but just wondering if there was anyone else.
No, I haven't. I haven't spoke with anybody else just yet. It's been kind of crazy. You know, I've only had like three or four calls since then, but I do. I have a former coach that used to coach at UC that I know, so I've spoken with him, and then I have a couple of friends that used to play at UC and that still do play at UC, so that I've spoken to. But besides that, no, I'm excited to meet everybody and get welcomed into the community.
And I know that you mentioned you're pretty damn good at rushing the quarterback, but Reed, you enjoy specials as well. Have you talked to Mark Hill about what your role might be helping out in another phase?
No, I haven't yet. I'm really excited to. I feel like not a lot of people take pride in those or enjoy to take pride in those units, but, man, I'm excited. I was dynamic in college, and I made a lot of plays on special teams. So wherever he wants to put me, I'm excited to get going.
And are there some nuances of the CFL that might excite you compared to the American game as you return up here north?
I mean, it's obviously a faster race with the yard, so you're going to have to get there a little bit faster. But I'm excited, man, for that challenge, and I feel like my game suits me well, man, in the Canadian game. So I'm excited to get going and to learn it a little bit more than I do already.
Congratulations. I look forward to meeting you here in Calgary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Feel free to press star one for any question or comment. We have a question from Karen Sermon from TSN 1040 Radio. Please go ahead.
Sorry about that. One more question for Jordan. In terms of the CFL game and three down football and the bigger field, and how do you feel your game adapts to the CFL game?
I think it's a perfect game for my play style, sideline to sideline, and the three downs. It's awesome because the thing is, it's going to be a lot of passing because it's three downs, so you can't really run the ball as much. And I think it'll be fun with the wider field, running sideline to sideline, like I said before. So there it is.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
There were no questions. Oh, we have a question that has queued up from Weegus Life from the Toronto Observer. Please go ahead.
Yes, my question again for Dijon. Dijon, how are you staying motivated, fit during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic where everyone is socially distanced and there isn't any sports going on?
I'm definitely finding my way. Any patch of grass that I can find. I've gotten really creative with my receiver drills using, goalposts and trees and stuff like that. I make sure, I stay within the rules, but, I'm definitely making it happen. And I got some weights, too, that I use, and I get my workouts online from Target Training. So, I'm making it happen just like everybody else.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no questions registered at this time, I'd like to turn the meeting back to you, Mr. Fong.
Thank you very much, Jacob. And seeing as how we have no more questions, once again, on behalf of the CFL, my congratulations to Jordan, Dijon, and Isaac. Gentlemen, we really appreciate you joining us tonight. Likewise, media members, thank you for your participation. Everyone, please take care and stay safe. Good night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.